The Gemara on the top of Daf Chafem Beis brings down the din of Rava that Adam Karev Itzal Atzma Vein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha. A person is Karev Lagabi himself, and he does not have the ability to make himself into a Rasha. So if he gives Edus on himself that would turn him into a Rasha, he's not Naman. So if Lamashal he says Plenty Ravani Lertzaini, we don't believe him that he was Nirva Lertzaini because that would be turning himself into a Rasha. And Lagabi that he has no Namanus. So Rashi over here, B'dur Maschal Ein Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha, asks Akasha. He says, what do you mean that a person can't give edus to make himself into a rasha? We know that halacha is that hadas piv kimei edim dami. Hadas baldin is kimei edim. A person could be mighty that he owes money. He says, I owe you money. He's neman. We believe him. So even though he's making himself into a rasha, he's being mechayv himself mammon, the maisi is believed. So we see l'chay that a person is neman to turn himself into a rasha. So Rashi answers that, no, hani mili l'mamayna. That's a special din when it comes to mammon. When it comes to mammon, you have a special din that you're able to be mechayv yourself mammon. When it comes to either a knas or an einish of malchus, to get malchus or to become pasal, for that you're not neman. So Rashi says, turning yourself into a rasha, you're not neman. So whether it's to be mechayiv yourself to pay a knas or to get an einish to become pasal, for that you're not neman. But to be mechayiv mammon, to say you owe money, that's not turning yourself into a rasha. And for that there's a din of a das bal din, kimei eidim dami. So the Achanim over here ask Akasha and Rashi, the Rashi L'chayr is a Pella. Rashi is saying that you're only Naman to have yourself Maman, but when it comes to Knas, Einish, or Psul, and that we have the regular din, then Eid Adam, Mesim, Atzma, Rasha, you're not Naman to turn yourself into a Rasha. So it sounds like from Rashi, the reason why you can't be Mechav yourself a Knas by being Maida is because Eid Adam, Mesim, Atzma, Rasha. The Kasha is that you don't need that. The Gemara has a Miyat, there's a Ferish Adasha that a person is not Neman to be Mechav himself Knas because of the din of Maida B'Knas Pater. We learn it out from the Pasuk of Asher Yeshua and Elohim, Prat L'Mashiach Satzmai, that only Bezin can be Mechav Knas, and you yourself can't be Mechav yourself Knas. It's Exer Sakasuv that a person can't be Mechav himself a Knas. So it's nothing to do with a din of you're not Neman Legabe being Mechav yourself a Knas. That's a special Exer Sakasuv. Why does Rashi throw it in over here together with the fact that he's not Neman Legabe Einish Malkus and to Pasal himself? So that's the Har Lechinim having Rashi. Now, the Chiddush of Nachum over here, he says a beautiful Hazan Rashi, Alpia Gamaldiki, has said from the Ketzais in Siman Aleph. And the Ketzais in Siman Aleph basically says that there are two dinim in the din of Maida B'Knas Pater. So just to be mocked him, the Gemara in Baba Kama, that find out on base, has a machlekes, Lagabi, what's the din of Maida B'Knas V'Acharkech Bao Edim, are you Pater Echayv? In other words, if a person is Maida B'Knas, he says, I admit I'm Chayv B'Knas, everyone's masking me as Pater. But what happens if Edim come later on and they also say that you're Chayv the knas? Do we say you're still pater, or now we say it's not your haida, it's edim, and you're going to be chayv? So this is a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds maida b'knas v'charkach ba edim is pater. Once you're maida b'knas, it paters you la'olam, even if edim come later on. But Shmuel is chaylik. Shmuel holds that if edim come later on, then you're going to be chayv, because then it's the edim that are being mechayv your knas. It's not your haida, and therefore you would be chayv. What's Upshan and Rav? Rav seems to be saying the maida b'knas is not just a din that you're not neman, but it's a positive p'tur, it's a p'iter. When you're maida b'knas, it patzes you from the knas, and even if edim come later on, they cannot be mechayv you in a knas. So based upon that, the Ketzai says that there really are two dinim in the din of maida b'knas p'ter, l'fi Rav. Number one, that when you're maida the ol knas, we don't believe you, you don't have nemanus mechayv you a knas. But number two, in addition to that, the haida p'ter is a patzes you la'olam, even if edim come later on. And the Ksai says it could be an afkamina where you have one din and not the other. Let's say you're maida michutz lebezdin. So if you're maida not in front of bezdin, so that din that it patters you, even if edim come later on, that would not apply. That only is chal if you're maida in front of bezdin. But the din that you're not neman on yourself to be mechayv you, you don't have the nemanis, that would apply even outside of bezdin. So that's pretty much what the Ksai says. So based upon that, Zakhtar Nachim, that's what Rashi means over here. And Rashi says that the reason that you're not neman for a knas, because of the din of you don't have an emanus to make yourself into a rasha. Rashi's not talking about the din that you can't be mechav yourself a knas if edom come later on. That talk you learn from the pasuk of Asher Yishun Elokim. But the first din that you're not neman on yourself, even michutz lebezdin, that you're not neman to say you're chayv a knas, even when edom don't come later on, just that's some din that you're not neman to say you're chayv a knas. That's talk you learned out from this din of Eino Adam Esim Atzma Rasha. That's a svar. That's not from the pasuk because the pasuk won't apply when you're michutz lebezdin. And that's the case where Rashi is saying that hani milam amayna avol knas la nishma alkes the pasul loy for gabi that you won't be neman. So this Rashi lefi Rav Nachman would be a raya to the ksais that they're talking two dinim and the din the maida b'knas is pater. Now, Agav, just want to be messiah with a beautiful hezbo over here from the Arizal. If you look in the pasuk in Parshas Balak, not in Parshas Balak, one of the when Bilam was giving his klalis, so it says over there that Bilam said the following. This is in Perek Chav Dalid, pasuk. Pasuk of Yemel, it says, "V'yisum mashalah b'yamer oy miyichya misumai kel." Who is going to live misumai kel? So what does it mean misumai kel? Who is going to live misumai kel? What is that referring to? So the Arizal says that the words misumai kel is really the isis of Shmuel, mishmuel. Who's oy miyichya mishmuel? Who will live because of Shmuel? Right? It's mem shin mem vav aleph lamed. It's two words, but you put it together, it becomes a word, and it means Shmuel. So what does that mean? So the Arizal says that the reason, the way tshuva works, is that tshuva, when you do vidui, it's basically a haidah. It's a haidah that you did a chet, and it patas you, midin maidi beknas, is pater. So when you're maidi, din lavera, you're pater like any maidi beknas, and therefore the HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't punish you. The problem is, the maidi beknas is pater, but what happens when Edom come later on? Let's say later on, the Edom come, and the Satan comes, and he's makatarg, and he says, he did this avera, l'char, now you should be chayef. So that would be telling the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, Maida Beknas is pater even if Edom come later on. But according to Shmuel, Shmuel holds Maida Beknas v'chagach about Edom is chayiv. So lefi Rav, we have a good etza how tshuva works even if Edom come later on, even if the Mekatra comes later on. L'maisa the haidol pater l'aylam. But lefi Shmuel, we got a big problem. Lefi Shmuel, the Maida Beknas v'chagach about Edom is chayiv. Then what's the etza? L'chayiv tshuva is not going to help. You're going to have a big problem with vidui if the Mekatri comes later on. So that's the pshat in this pasuk. It's like, there is a oy mi yichya mi sumay kel. It's oy mi yichya mi Shmuel. Who's going to be able to live because of Shmuel? If he's the Shmuel, then we have a big problem. How could vidui help if Edom come later on? That's as beautiful has been this pasuk. And I've seen the Svarma Maisef. I'm not sure if this is from the Arizal or not, but they say that that's the pshat in the pasuk that we say, v'salachta la'avani ki rav hu. The Talkidosh Baruch Hu should be Salecha Avon Kirav Hu, because it's very big, it's very difficult to understand. If it's very big, that's a reason for the Slicha. But they say, B'derech Remez, V'Salach Delavenu, should be Salech my oven, V'Mekal my Vidoi. Why Kirav Hu? Because we hold like Rav, the Meid Beknas, the Chagach Bo Eden is Potter. In other words, a Potter is, even though there's a Edom later on, Mimela is a Musig of Slicha through the Vidoi, even if the Mekatri comes later on. Meshachin Lefi Shmuel, it's Taka harder to be Mekabel the Vidoi if there's a Mekatri later on, and that's what Bilam is saying, Ay Yichya Misumai Kel from the Din of Shmuel.